Amen, amen. Amen. So I just want to welcome everyone tonight to Cornerstone Deliverance Church, our Friday night service of Beatitudes, the Good Life of Jesus Christ, our series. We are under the leadership of Apostle Asia Roberts. Just thanking everyone for taking out their time this Friday night and joining us as we go forth in the Word of God. I just thank you all for just taking this time as we go forth on this journey. I'm just super excited being your facilitator as the Lord is just doing something new inside of each and every one of us as we coming out and just learning from one another. So just tonight, just take off your shoes and get comfortable, because like I stated to you last week, this is a place of safety. So you're in the safety zone. So you can share your feedback. This is a safe place to get closer to Jesus. This is a safe place. There's no right or wrong answers. We just want to get to know him better. And where our brothers or sisters may be weak, or they may not be as strong as we are, or I may not be as strong or whatever, we just want to just be able to strengthen one another so that we can see our Father, so we can see this kingdom that Jesus talks about in Matthew 5. And so it talks about throughout the New Testament. So we're gonna go forth in prayer, and we're going to have a brief recap of last week, and then we're going to go forth in the Word. So welcome tonight to our Friday Night Beatitudes, the Good Life of Jesus series for Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Amen. I'm going to ask Sister Latasha if she will open us up in prayer and do our recap from last week.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we come before you on today, O God, with unity, O God. O God, we come looking forward to you, O God, for your word, O God. O God, I thank you, O God, for each and every one that's on the phone line today, O God. O God, touch them and their families on today. Touch the prophetess on today, O God. O God, we thank you for her and her service on today, O God. And Father God, we come with the heart of gratitude on today, O God. O God, just to be able to receive wisdom, O God. So, Father, we thank you on today. We thank you for keeping us, for watching over us on today and our families, O God. And, Father, even touch those who might can't make it on the phone line today, O God. But, Father, we know we keep you first, O God. So we thank you and we bless your holy name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, is there anyone that did not, thank you, Sister Latasha, is there anyone on the line that did not get the lesson emailed to them? If I did not get your email address from last week, if you want to send me your email address, if you want to text it to me, my telephone number is 912-503-0123, and you can text it. Text me your email address, and I can make sure that you get the lesson out for the week. But if you don't have the lesson for tonight, I'm going to drop it in the church group, a JPEG of the lesson for tonight. If you did not get it, I'll drop it in the group. So just grab it out of there and just open it up. It's a three pages, and it's going to talk about our lesson for tonight. Is there anyone that would like to open up and do the recap, a brief recap of what they learned on last week? Remember, we said we open it up, and it's just not a one person, it's not a one person show. We open it up because we want to be able to learn from each other. Amen. Okay, so I'll do it this week, but next week we're going to open up and someone else will be able to do it. Last week we just, basically it was just the introduction of what we are getting ready to embark on in this season and what we're getting ready to experience with learning about the Beatitudes. And so what we're getting ready to learn through the scriptures, how Jesus is the God of redemption and transformation, and how he desires to make our heart like his, how he desires for us to grow spiritually so that we can inherit this kingdom, so that we can see this kingdom that he was telling the disciples about in Matthew 5, so that what he was talking to them about on this mount, on the mountain. And so we're going to go into talking about those Beatitudes. And it just didn't start in chapter 5. In the whole New Testament, Jesus was telling them, he was discipling them, telling them about this kingdom, how we needed to be, how the believer needed to be discipled, how we needed to be taught, how we needed to resemble him. And so how he didn't create us to chase things. He didn't create us to chase materialistic things, how we are constantly as Americans on a chase. And when I was sitting down researching and writing up the lesson for this week, I came across a movie that Will Smith did, The Pursuit of Happiness. And I said, wow, in the movie, Will Smith was running throughout the movie. He was on a chase in the movie, chasing after something, running throughout the movie. And God did not create us that way. And so that leads us into tonight's lesson. The Beatitude, the first Beatitude. Let's start from chapter 5, verse 1. Is there anyone that would like to read tonight? We're going to stop at verse 3. Is there anyone that would like to read?
Yes. I'll go ahead and read. Praise him. This is Evangelist Ardeen. I'm sorry, you want us to read from verse 3?
Hello? Verses 1 through 3.
Oh, verses 1 to 3. Okay.
Thank you.
And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Wow. Wow. The first thing, like I stated to you guys last week, the first thing that stuck out to me in that was Jesus went up and required the disciples to go up. Is there anything else that stuck out to anyone else out of that? There is something else.
Well, you know, what I really love about this text concerning blessed is the poor in spirit, amen. And so where we are, you know, born in sin and shaped in iniquity, spiritually poor, amen, in need of God, Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior. It's not like he didn't say, blessed be the holy, blessed be the sanctified. He said, blessed be the poor in spirit. You know, those of us that can really, truly recognize that we are in need of God, that we are in need of salvation. Amen. His plan. And so I love that because it doesn't matter where you are and what you have done. Amen. Praise God. You set your sights and have faith in God's plan. Amen. For our salvation that puts us back in right. For our salvation that puts us back in right standing with him. Amen. We are blessed. And I thank God for that. You know, he has enough grace to touch people no matter where they are. There's enough grace, you know, for the comely parts. And, you know, so it's not like even though Jesus went up, I love that, because when he goes up and he is higher than us, the rock is higher than us, you know, that's an invitation for us to elevate. That's an invitation
Amen.
For us to meet where he is in that realm. You know, so woman of God, I heard you when you said that, that just stuck in my head, that that was an invitation. Amen. And he's constantly
Amen.
Giving us an invitation to elevate our minds and go higher and come to know him in a more spiritual way, or to eat in a different realm of the spirit. Amen. You know, to come off of milk and eat the strong meat and really be able to chew it and digest it. Amen. And grace to be able to obey it. Yeah, I really love the text. I love the teaching. Amen. That and the fact that the Beatitudes is how we ought to be in our attitudes. You know, we
Amen.
God, he's not asking us to wing it. He's giving us instruction on what it is that he expects of us, how he wants us to live, and that you are blessed where you are because he blessed you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That is so true. I'm going to read this version of, get back to it. And it's something that Apostle said in what she just stated. It says, one day Jesus saw a vast crowd of people gathering to hear him. So he went up the slope of a hill and sat down with his followers and disciples spread over the hillside. Jesus began to teach them. When Jesus went up, the disciples went up, but the multitude didn't. This word ain't for everybody. Everybody's not gonna elevate and come up. Everybody's not gonna have the mindset to receive this, like she said, and want to eat the meat, want to get up, want to get up, become equipped to get their prayer life together. And as we go into the word, you'll understand they're not going to want to do these things to get spiritually fit to see the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's not going to want to be disciples. That's the biggest thing that we see in the body of Christ now. We see people, you have disciples, and then you have the body. You can tell there's a difference. But Jesus began to disciple them, and he began to teach them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we rewrote the Beatitudes for today's culture, they would read like this: blessed are the wealthy, for they will have it all. Blessed are the beautiful, for they will be admired. Blessed are the popular, for they will be loved. Blessed are the famous, for they will be followers on social media. Because this is what we see. The world we live in now is so many are in search of happiness. Go back and watch
mm-hmm.
that movie, The Pursuit of Happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Will Smith is on a run, probably 97% of that movie. Him and that little boy are running through the entire movie. That's all I could remember about that movie. And I remember going to the movie, and I thought, why are they running so much? But at some point in our lives, when do we realize, no matter how hard or how long do we work, happiness is not obtained or achieved in this way. We can't
mm-hmm.
obtain it or achieve it this way. I'm on a. The Lord has been really dealing with me, because when I worked for the airport, I was more financially dependent upon Maggie, and so. When you are dependent upon yourself, you feel that you have it together.
Right. Amen.
That's good. That's good.
So when you lose that dependence, that independence,
Jesus. My God.
Now you have to look at the reality of things that you can't go and splurge and do things. Now the Lord is showing me, Maggie, I need you to take your trust off of being able to go to the ATM when you want, go shopping when you want, mm-hmm. to mismanage when you want. Now you have to put your trust totally in me. So in which my happiness never lied, and I was a Christian at this point. I was a Christian now.
Yeah,
going to church every Sunday, being in Bible study, being on the prayer call 7 days a week, 5 o'clock in the morning, praying heaven down. But see, I learned this from my sister this week because she did a teaching on the Beatitudes. She said something that was so powerful in this teaching. She said, true happiness is the byproduct of a right relationship with God. So God has been showing me this week, Maggie, it was never about you being able to go to the ATM and putting your trust in you swiping your card, you getting that money every other Friday in that account at midnight, 11:59. It was never about
come
that.
On now.
You put your trust in your happiness, relied in something that was, your relationship was off. So your happiness cannot be discovered by the direct pursuit of chasing happiness.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mm.
So we wonder why our relationships are off. We wonder why we're bankrupt. And we think that the person that's poor in spirit is really poor. We think that the beggar in that Jesus was referring to here is really the person that's poor, meaning that they're homeless and without, but in reality, they're rich.
Amen.
Because their relationship with God is in right standing, because their happiness, they're trusting in the things that the keys that Jesus was talking about on the king on the mountain, they get it.
Amen.
So this first characteristic that he's talking about, they understand it. So it says, blessed are the poor in spirit. This characteristic requires the believer. It requires, if we're going to say that we, you know, it's so common to say you're a Christian. I got a friend, he always says, he said it's too common. He said, it's common to say that. It's like, you go to Atlanta, you Atlanta saved. You Atlanta Christian. That means you can go to the strip club and go to church the next morning. But a believer.
My God.
The characteristics of a believer. To come before Jesus and to empty out the value of yourself. So this week, each morning, I've been waking up early because I was so full of pride. Oh, my God. Arrogant. Arrogant. Like, that pride was so, it would talk at times. And if you made it mad, it might tell you something.
Someone
that self-sufficiency, that self-reliance. Well, I don't need God. Because, see, I can go swipe that card and I can take care of it myself. I'm self-sufficient. I pay my own bills. Nobody pays my bills. I am strong black woman queen. You know how we get? It's going to require us. Because, see, that flesh will. See, Jesus came built on the foundations of pride. So each morning, this simple little video that she did, 23 minutes, the Lord said, listen to it every morning and repent. And I'm talking about I was on the floor crying, repenting every morning. Of self-will and the lust of the flesh. And see, true happiness. And remember, blessed, remember we learned that last week. Blessed means happy. So Jesus was telling them that the person, the man or the woman that was poor in spirit is the one that's blessed because they're happy. They understand that they're going to inherit the kingdom.
Right.
So true happiness, true being blessed is emptying out oneself so that Jesus can be poured inside of the believer. The one that believed, the one that stood in front of that church, cried, snorted, crawled, and made, when the preacher said, come to the altar, and if you tired of living in sin or within the privacy of your home, whenever you gave your life over to Christ, that I don't care how brave you are.
Amen.
That flesh, it rises. It will talk back. I would get on them calls. And I literally had to hear myself one day. I got called into a meeting. And they said, let me allow you to hear yourself. Ooh, that's when you hear pride talking. Yeah, the company is horrible. I work for it. Yes. But when you hear pride talking inside of you, So let's go to Galatians 5:19-21. This is what Jesus said we got to empty out. The Passion Translation says, the behavior of the self life. He just said you got to get rid of the value of yourself. It's obvious. Sexual immorality. See, people think self is just this sex stuff, you know. Lustful thoughts, pornography, chasing after things instead of God, manipulating others, hatred of those who get in your way, senseless arguments, resentment when others are favored, temper tantrums. See, sometimes the King James Version is just, it's a little too broad. But let's break it down how we see it in 2022. Anger, quarrels. Only thinking of yourself, being in love with your own opinions, being envious of the blessings of others, murder, uncontrolled addictions, wild parties, and any other similar behavior. Haven't I already warned you that those who use their freedom for these things will not inherit the kingdom realm of God? This is what the word says. This is what the word says. So he says, empty yourself of this stuff. Romans 8:6 says, for the sense and reason of the flesh is death, but the mindset controlled by the Spirit finds life and peace. We have peace life and peace. That's what we want. So how are we poor in spirit or bankrupt? Poverty in spirit is your unawareness of your own sinfulness and condition. When you think that you're not full of sin. Blessed and happy is the person who is aware of the emptying that must take place of the value of self. Galatians 5:24. Amen. Are there any questions up until this point? Are there any questions?
I wouldn't say I have a question, but I can add to what you're saying, basically, you know,
yes,
in reference to the homework, you know, as I was reading it and to learn more about what it is to be poor in spirit, you know, it brought attention to me because, you know, knowing the Beatitudes and reading over and over, I never really broke it down or dealt with it in such a magnitude as what we're doing now. And I was in awe, you know, and it brought to my attention to say, well, you know, it's like salvation. You know, before we come to God, you know, you have to really take accountability and check yourself and really look into yourself and say, this is what I want. Because when we recognize that it's not of our own, but it's by the grace of God that we are dependent on him, you know, we have to be so humble, total humility to come to him,
yes,
to get what it is that we need. You know, it doesn't matter how much we have because, and also I get to realize a lot of people have wealth. They have, like, material things, and they think that's what's going to make them happy. But when you look, and I've seen it over the years and all that, even through this pandemic, the amount of people that have killed themselves, and these are people that's rich. How can you have all that money, but you want to kill yourself? And then I thought about it again. I say, you know, the scripture says money answered all things, but the love of money is the root of all evil. And people have stuff and things and money, but they're just not happy. And that's because they're self-reliance upon their own self, thinking that it's their good deeds make them the child of God that they're supposed to be. But as you said earlier, it's like the Beatitudes is there because God wants us to come closer to him and to be more like him, to more be more to be representing him. So as he was speaking to his disciples, you know, when he was up there on the mountain, you know, basically he's telling them, you know, that people got to humble themselves. No matter what, and like you said, not until people recognize within themselves that they want more of Jesus, and it's not about them, but it's all about him. You know, even leaders, you know, even us, you know, we have to really, really know that to be poor in spirit is not that we are poor and we don't have this, we don't have a place to live or anything like that, because then he goes back, if you see in Matthew 6, where he talks about, don't worry about tomorrow, tomorrow will make room for itself.
Yes.
So, you know, it all lines up together. You know, and help us to know that salvation is a gift, of course, you know, and it's by his grace and through faith and not of works or deeds or possession that make us poor in spirit, that we should be able to see the kingdom of heaven. That's not going to work. It's coming with total humility, humble
yes.
ourselves before the Lord, denying ourselves, you know, and do not make our life be an offense to others that want to seek God. That would really help us to even be much more that we can actually possess the kingdom of heaven. Amen? Amen. I just want to share
Amen.
That.
Amen.
I just wanted to say something as well. I learned years ago, I got to the point, I believe it was this year, that I said to myself, you know, It's okay to have money. I have people in my family that is very well off, you know, and it's just sad because a lot of times they think when you call a check on them that you're calling or you want something for them. So Jesus. That's a form of misery too, you know, and we're family. But anyway, to make a long story short, I've learned years ago that, because I know people that is very well off, you know, it's God is looking at our hearts. You know, God, you know, when God gives people wealth and money, he want to make sure that you got the right motive. You know, he want to make sure, you know, that your heart is right with people. And I had to learn, even when people do things that I don't like, I had to learn it's not about going up to them or exposing them or whatever they thing is. It's for me to give it to God. But I think God is really looking at our hearts. You know, when you see people that are being blessed, you know, it's about, and I think I heard Joyce Meyer say this years ago, that she used to get jealous when people would come around her and tell her that you know, God has blessed them, and she would get a little angry. But then she learned that, you know, God is watching how well you behave when someone tell you about their blessings. But to make a long story short, you know, with pride, you know, sometimes I suffer with pride too, where you just feel like you just want to do what you want to do when you want to do it, you know, as far as your time. I might want to watch a little bit of TV every now and then and not study my Bible, you know, whatever it is. So I'm learning that, you know, your flesh will dictate to you, you know. So that's what I just wanted to say. I just feel in this day and age, you know, I'm not chasing money. I want money to chase me. And if God wants me to have it, he'll bless me with it. If he don't want me to have it, I'm fine with it, and I'm fine without it. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Are there any other comments or questions or any thoughts or other shares?
To share really quick. I truly enjoy the share of Evangelist. Amen. I enjoy this share, and I enjoy the share of Sister Natasha, you know, just trusting God and being satisfied with having and not having. Amen. That's a good place to be. Wherever you are, because of your relationship with him and who you know to be, you're satisfied, right? And I just wanted to say that through Adam, right, sin entered into all the human race, where Adam had everything that he needed to be in relationship with God. The life that we lost, you know, it wasn't the goods, it wasn't the material, it was spiritual life. You know, he died spiritually instantly, and that redemption plan that God set in place was our restoration, you know, that we can have spiritual life again, being born of his spirit. And then he turned around and put the super on our natural, that we always have his spirit to draw from. He put eternity inside of us. He did not leave us orphans. Amen. Praise God. He did not leave us without direction, without correction, without empowerment, without edification. He did not leave us without a helper. Amen, praise God. And so I really, truly love this teach, you know, that God had placed on Prophetess heart, amen, to piggyback with the discipleship. Amen, praise God, because we have to know the attitude that we ought to be, that we ought to have. We ought to know what that is, and we have to truly understand the treasure, you know, and into treasure what it is that God has done for us. Amen. Praise God. He has done a mighty good thing. Amen. Listen, even when we did not deserve it, you know, did he give us a heavenly provision, a spiritual provision, you know, but now it's time to grow up. And so, like Evangelist said, that, you know, she read this stuff before, but she never dug deep. You know, so it had to be for a time such as this that God led the prophetess to take his people deeper. Amen. Praise God. So
amen.
I'm truly enjoying the lesson. I'm thanking God for being born again, being born of the Spirit, and getting back through Christ with Adam lost. Amen. That all
amen.
The sons and daughters of Adam that's living in this age is able to believe on Christ and his finished work at the cross, God's plan for salvation, and get back with Adam lost. And now we have to learn how to live this new life. Amen. Living the good life, amen, that God has prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm excited about the study. I release the line, woman of God.
Amen. Amen. That is so true. I just thank God. I'm like you, Apostle. I've been so excited. I've been excited all week because I know God is doing something different inside of me. My prayer time has changed. This is my personal testimony where my prayer time has changed because I've purposely been going before him, just emptying myself out, just not even wanting anything, just going before him, just worshiping him. And I'm able to hear him like never before. Where before my ears were clogged and I could not hear God. And literally in the middle of prayer, hearing him talk. And somebody may not believe that, but literally hearing God because of me moving Maggie out of the, saying Maggie got to get out of the way so he can pour, so he can fill this temple. And
yes,
even with my health, taking, I mean, every part of me, cleaning this temple up and taking this thing serious, because this is serious now. Before my walk, I every element of this walk was not serious. I didn't focus. And that was my word for the year. My focus was not aligned to as far as me reading my word, my prayer time was not focused. My study time was not focused. My prayer life was not focused. My Bible study time was not focused. My family time was not focused. But God is aligning all of those things so that they are focused.
Thank you, Jesus.
And where I was angry, I'm talking about a believer that didn't even believe. Remember, I said it last week. The believer that didn't really believe, they don't even believe that they're a believer because they're so bitter and angry. And that's a bad place to be because they're so broken and hurt because they can't remove that clutter and they can't do any of that. They can't allow God to come in. They don't know the first step. So that's the next part where we are. When we empty, we are preparing for more from Jesus. So making room. So I was sitting here today after listening. Today was my fifth day of listening to Pastor Thornton, which is my sister, minister about Matthew 5:1-3. And all I could think about was growing up in the South, my mom, every summer, she would allow us, when we got out of school on Friday, we had that Saturday and Sunday freebie that weekend. Come that Monday morning, we was taking the window, things out of the window, screens. We was cleaning the windows. We already, every Friday, we moved the refrigerator, the washer, the dryer, the stove. We had already had to clean behind that. We mop swept every night. That was a given in my mom's house. But we had to deep clean every summer, the house, pressure, all of that. And so I was sitting here, and that came in my spirit. Making room for Jesus, cleaning out the clutter and creating space for Jesus. And so I'm thinking, Lord, as the believer, now I'm not talking about the unbeliever. See, we know they got clutter. But I'm talking about as the believer, what clutter happens? Church hurt happens. The sister didn't speak to me today. The pastor didn't speak to me today. They didn't acknowledge that I did this. Oh, this happened here, and that happened there, and this happened there, and things happen. And that stuff penetrates, and it gets in the heart before you know it. So now, Jesus can't penetrate that heart like he needs to. Prayer time ain't powerful. Everybody laid out in corporate prayer but you. Jesus can't talk to you the way he needs to. It needs to be a sweeping of the heart. Psalms 51 and 10 says, keep creating in me a clean heart. I like the way that version reads. It says, keep creating in me a clean heart. Fill me with pure thoughts, holy desires, ready to please you. That means keep, God, I don't want none of my desires. I want you to refill me. When I'm running low, Lord, I need you to refill me with your thoughts that are pure, your desires that are holy, and be ready so that I am ready to please you at every moment, at any time, and keep my heart pure at any moment, at all time of the day. I don't want to make excuses to be bitter, angry, because I'm asking you to keep me clean, to sweep my heart. I don't want any clutter in this heart. I don't want a reason to be mad at Susie Q. I don't want to be a reason to be mad at Jim. I don't want a reason to be mad at the person in front of me that's driving slow. I don't want to be a reason to be mad at the person in the break room that did not speak to me or that does not have their mask on. I don't want to have a reason to be mad.
Amen.
I don't want that stuff penetrating my heart.
Amen. 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 Amen.
In just an instant, that stuff penetrates your heart and it's left there and you don't have a chance to repent and forgive those people and something happens. Is it worth it? I really had to start asking Maggie, are these people worth it at this job that you don't even know? That
Amen.
They hold your freedom? That this call is 13 minutes, that you mad for a whole 8 hours? Oh, my God. Keep creating in me a clean heart. Fill me with pure thoughts and holy desires ready to please you. That was my prayer. That's been my prayer every morning. So I've been waking up happy. I called my sister. I was going down the road one day. And I called my sister. It was like 7, something, 8 o'clock in the morning. And I was in tears, like happy, crying. And it had been a long time since I had been happy.
My God. My God.
I'm not talking about no because of no money. I'm not talking about because of no man. Nothing about a job. Nothing about somebody telling me no good news. No, because Jesus had come into that space that was so needed for him to come into. He had touched that space that was so needed for him to touch. That place that was so dry. That place that was so bankrupt. That place that was really so poor. And I was crying and laughing. I didn't know what to do. I was singing, I'm so happy. She probably thought I was crazy. But I didn't know it was something bubbling up on the inside. My God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's when you get in the presence of God. You just allow him to just work on you. Apostle said Monday, she said, just spend some time with him. Lay out in front of him. So number two, renew your mind. That mind is always going. It replays things over and over and over. Even when you don't want to see it, it broadcasts. It's like a rerun. It'll go a rerun. But Romans says, 12:2, it says, stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. This will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in His eyes. See, when you chase this world, and the opinions of this culture, when you try to imitate this world, you be like Will Smith. You run. That thing, it'll have you running. You'll keep replaying it over and over. But when you surrender it to Christ, when you give it to him, allow him to clean that mind out. You won't focus on the problem. He'll give you the solution. He will give you that. Number three, it says, involve Jesus in your daily life. In order to clean out and have a clutter-free life, you have to involve him daily. He says in John 15:5, he says, I am the sprouting vine, and you are my branches. As you live in union with me, and your source, fruitfulness will stream from you within you. But when you live separated from me, you are powerless. So when we are separated, we don't have any power. Imagine being married to someone and y'all live separated. Imagine. Well, we are married to Christ, and he requires us to live in union with him, to spend time with him daily. Amen? So this concludes tonight's lesson of the first beatitude. Our upcoming homework for this week is for us just to marinate on this. See and accept your spiritual bankruptcy so you can make room for Jesus' treasure. We were created to be completely confident and reliant on God. Release any self-reliance. During prayer this week, after you have created space for God, because you have emptied yourself, now listen to the voice of God speak. Amen. Is there anything before we prepare to release the line? Any questions, comments, shares, anything?
Sure, I'm saying So it's actually something to do for the homework, not something that we have to study or write.
No,
it's actually a practical homework.
Yes, this is for your practical homework. Did Evangelist Artie, I don't think I have your email.
Yes, I'm going to send it to you.
Okay, then I'll send you the I'll email it to you. I just sent it out to Sister Tatiana. I believe everyone else on the line has it.
Okay, no problem.
But if you don't have it, just send me a quick text and I'll make sure you get it, get that email tonight.
Yeah.
So that does conclude lesson two. Happy are the blessed. And so, are there any questions or comments?
Miss Sister Johnson, I just thought it was a very good lesson, and I love that you said our homework is to get before God and let him show us the stuff, because sometimes there's stuff down in us that we don't even know about, but when we ask the Holy Spirit to reveal it, he will reveal it to us so that we can make sure our hearts are pure before him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, if there is nothing else tonight, I'm going to ask you, if you would, Evangelist Ardine, if you can close us out.
Sure. Sure. If all hearts and minds are clear, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to tell you, thank you, Lord God. Thank you for another meeting of the minds there, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for us be able to come here there, Lord God. We thank you for this technology, Lord God, where we can gather, Lord Jesus, and come and learn more about you there, Lord God. We ask that you bless the woman of God on tonight, dear Lord God. Continue to download in her, dear Lord God, and bless her, dear Lord Jesus, that she can come, Lord God, and she can pour into us, dear Lord God. Father God, we are grateful, dear Lord God, as, Lord God, you promised to make us fishers of men. and dear Lord Jesus, as long as we follow you, dear Lord God. And God, we just ask that to give us total humility, dear Lord God, to keep us at the foot of your cross as humble as we can, dear Lord God, so that you can be glorified, dear Lord Jesus. And God, you just have your way, Lord God, as you cut away, dear Lord God, as you cleanse our hearts, dear Lord God, and you continue to create in us a clean heart, dear Lord God, so that we might not sin against you, dear Lord Jesus. And help us that we can present ourselves, Lord God, our bodies a living sacrifice, dear Lord God, all inacceptable unto you, dear Lord God. It's your will be done and not our will, dear Lord God. And as you separate us from this land, Lord God, until we meet again, dear Lord God, oh God, just help us, dear Lord God, whatever the assignment is, dear Lord God, each and every one of us, Lord God, that we can do it, Lord God, do it with joy, dear Lord God. And God, that we can be more knowledge of you, of this beatitudes, dear Lord God, that we can get closer to God and be more like you, dear Lord God. Every day new mercies we see, Lord God, and we are so grateful on for that, dear Lord God, that no matter what it looks like, dear Lord God, that you're still working behind the scenes, Lord God. And Father God, as you says in Isaiah 43:19, dear Lord God, that you are indeed doing a new thing, dear Lord Jesus.
Yes,
and shall we not know it, dear Lord God? You making a way for us in the wilderness, dear Lord God. Whatever wilderness situation it is that we're dealing with, dear Lord God, or try to come upon us, dear Lord God. Oh God, you're bringing us out, dear Lord God. As a matter of fact, we're already out there, Lord God. Oh yes, dear Lord God, and you fill us with rivers of living water, dear Lord God, that we shall thirst no more, dear Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God, the only thirst that we do have, dear Lord God, is for your righteousness, dear Lord God, so that when we be filled with you, Lord God, the more of you, Lord God, your Holy Spirit, Lord God, that will be our guide and our comforter, dear Lord God. So we tell you, thank you, Lord God. And God, do remember Apostle Asia, dear Lord God, that you continue to bless her, dear Lord God, continue to revive her, continue to lift her up, dear Lord God.
Yes,
and we thank you for her life, dear Lord God. We thank you for her yes, dear Lord God, that she continue to keep her pressed, dear Lord God. In the name of Jesus that we do pray, dear Lord God. And God, whatever church homes we all belong to, dear Lord God, we ask that you be God, Lord Jesus, and that you have your complete way, dear Lord God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Agape love, we will meet back next Friday. Next Friday on the 4th. Let me pull up the calendar. Yes, on the 4th. Next Friday. If you don't have service on Sunday, this coming Sunday, the 30th, join us here at 8 a.m. for Spirit and Truth worship service. But next Friday, Beatitudes at 8 p.m., and we will fill out the church calendar for the week. Agape love, kingdom blessings, everyone.
Yes. Agape love.
Kingdom blessings.